Sprite cuts loose the outside. Suspenders trying to go with her at the 250, and Sprite races to the lead from Guard of Honor. Then Suspenders, Star of Monsoon late, but Sprite is drawn clear from Guard of Honor. Wide out Star of Monsoon rattling home, but Sprite's got it one, and Sprite draws clear to win the Brian Crowley. Star of Monsoon grabs
really impressive win, and then went to Melbourne and did the same thing. And we thought we'd get an update on Sprite with trainer Gary Fraser. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. How you been?
Yeah, good, thank you.
You enjoying just being off the spotlight for the next few weeks? Hey?
Yeah, we've been having a good run all the same.
And, you have? No, it hasn't just been Sprite.
Yeah, no, we've been having a bit of luck.
Yeah, no, for sure. How's she, what's she up to?
Well, she came back in yesterday.
Okay.
She looks beautiful. Done very well. Well, it's 4 weeks tomorrow or today since she raced. And she had 3.5 weeks out in the paddock and probably didn't need any longer looking at her.
She's done really well, has she?
Yeah, she looks terrific, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, I hear it regularly at this time of the year from trainers that the turnaround is pretty brisk, isn't it? To race them sort of late into Flemington and then turn them around, they don't get too long out, but it sounds like your horse has just had a perfect time.
Yeah, well, she went out in good shape and only had the 3 starts. And I think when they do that, they do better and they come back a lot quicker too.
Yep. With her only having the 3 runs, you sort of didn't bottom her. I mean, she raced at the very highest level in Melbourne and winning those couple of races in Sydney, but she certainly would have gone to the paddock still bright and healthy.
Oh, yeah. Well, the day after she came back from Melbourne, she could have gone to the races the way she was. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Staggering, isn't it? They just have the peak of form, don't they? They just walk into it, and you just want to bottle it.
Yeah, that's right. If you can only bottle it, it'd be good.
What are you thinking? What have you spoken with all the owners about?
Look, at this stage, I'm going to try and get her ready for the Light Fingers in February.
Yep.
Kick her off in that.
And see where she ends up.
I won't overtax her all the same because I want to take her to Brisbane. So I'll only probably give her a couple of starts.
Okay. So you're really aiming... You'll have a couple of runs, but Brisbane well and truly there.
Yeah, I think so. You know, that way she can do both if she only has 1 or 2 runs in the autumn, and she'll have plenty of time then.
How far in trip do you think... I mean, whether it be Sydney or Brisbane, what do you hope to get her to?
Well, I'm pretty confident she'll run 1,400 metres now.
Yep.
And if she can run 1,600, well, then there's probably a really nice fillies race in her.
Yeah, well, I'm just... I'm trying to think now because things change so much. How long's the Tats Tiara at the end of it?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And I wouldn't even know whether it's called that anymore, the way they changed the name.
It does get you. I'll have a look at Miss Covergirl, and then that'll be able to tell us how long it is. I always get them mixed up, but...
Maybe 14, is it?
Yeah, I'm thinking 1,400, and yeah, it is 14, the Tats Tiara.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, that'd be good at the end of it, That's one option for sure.
Yeah. The main thing is she's just enjoyed a break and she's come back in yesterday and you just wanted to have another perfect preparation.
Yeah, hopefully nothing, no mishaps and no little things because they all put you back a bit. But at the end of the day, if she's ready, she's ready. If she's not, well, it's not the end of the world. She's only a young filly and there's plenty of races for her.
Mate, Eminence was won the other day there on the home track that went pretty good.
Yeah, went to Kembla Sunday and won.
Yeah.
Won easy, won at George's. Yeah, I think we...
Kembla, sorry.
My son worked it out. I thought he said the last 15, 8 of 1 or something.
And Go Benny was another one recently.
Go Benny's won his last couple.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, well, you just got to keep ticking them over, mate, and... Hopefully, it's amazing how stables, if one horse, the rest of them seem to catch it.
Well, I'm hoping that's the case. I hope they all catch what Sprite's got.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, mate, good luck. I hope everything goes to plan. We'll obviously stay in contact because she ended in such a positive manner, and I think many of our listeners will be, if they didn't jump aboard, they'll want to be with her in the autumn because she's just seems to be racing so well. Good luck with it, mate.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andrew.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Fraser joining us there from Hawkesbury. Came back into work yesterday, Sprite, after 3.5 weeks, and the key words there, looks terrific. Flash Fibian for Paul Murray won a couple of weeks ago, carrying the 61 kilos. I was wondering where that three-year-old has gone. Well, it's going to the English Sprint Race at Randwick on December 17. It's a set weight race, so the horse will really notice that. As I say, it carried 61 kilos to win its last start there on November 19. They're going to give it that month between. Paul Murray feels that just the horse performs better when fresh, so it's a month between runs in the English Sprint. December 17 is the next race for Flash Fibian. Well, Michael D is a jockey that we've got a great knowledge about watching the races and listening to them out of Victoria, and he's coming to ride in Sydney on Saturday, riding a couple there, and we thought we'd learn a bit more about him. Michael, thanks for your time, mate.
No, thank you. It's good to be on.
Well, Michael, I remember when you first came over and you were basing yourself at Mick Price's there at Caulfield. I don't know how long ago that was, but you've come a long way, mate.
Yeah, I came over in January 2015, so almost 2 years now, and yeah, I'm very pleased with how things have gone and the luck I've had. So far, so good.
It was Mick Price sort of first up, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. He's a great teacher, Mick. Even to a racing person like me that chases around news, he can just teach you the right things.
Yeah, exactly. He's very fair in what he does, and you do the work, you get the rides, and he's honest. He can tell you things that you probably don't know, or like you wouldn't know, and you'll learn from them. And so as I said, he's very fair in what he does.
When you first came over, was it the intention to really, you know, stick around and be a part of Victorian racing?
When I first came over, I was originally coming for 3 months, and obviously in that 3 months I had a bit of luck to begin with, and I decided to stay on, and I'm glad I've done so.
Yeah, for sure. You're being used by so many trainers now. I think that tells us, as punters and listeners, Michael, that you know you are riding with good ability now. How do you feel you've seen the 2 years?
I've definitely, my riding has improved, like riding in races tactically and my style as well. So riding wise, I've come a long way, but obviously there's still a lot of improvement to come, but that'll come with time.
Yeah, for sure. How old are you, mate?
I'm 20.
20, yeah, you've got plenty of good times to come, mate, if you can stick it out and really enjoy it. And the opportunities have come through the spring, and now you're coming to Sydney. Have you ended up with 5 rides at this stage? And I think the main one was Hazabeel that you've stuck with, and Kieran Maher and the owners have decided to stay with you as well.
Yeah, I'm very thankful to them sticking by me and allowing me to come ride them in Sydney. Originally, I was only coming for the one ride, and then I'm pretty lucky that I picked up 4 other rides. So coming to Sydney with 5 rides, and it's good with all the support.
Is this the first time you've ridden in Sydney?
I rode once here before, last month, I think it was.
Okay, right.
In the Metropolitan.
Of course you did. Yeah, you rode in the Metrop. Tell us a little bit about this horse, Hazabeel, because it's coming off winning the Kilmore Cup, came off the pace and was really strong.
Yeah, it was a very nice win in the Kilmore Cup. He won running away from the rest of the field, just with this field on Saturday. Hopefully they can run along at speed and we can just sit back off them as we did last Sunday at Kilmore. He should be running a really nice race if it's run to suit.
Yeah, there looks to be pace. Religify is one, Foreign Prince is another, and Sweet Redemption's another one. The pace is drawn wide, so if that pace holds up, it's going to be pretty solid early.
Yeah, exactly. And as long as they keep running at tempo, and we've got a nice draw and a nice weight, so we won't worry about the first half of the race and just jump out wherever he's happy and keep him happy throughout the race and worry about the second half when it comes.
No, I understand. Do you ride the horse in work?
No, I haven't.
No. Okay.
But I know the rider who's been riding him track work, and he said he's come through the race really well, and he's been working and galloping well.
Yeah, fantastic. Former WA horse Hazabeel lining up on Saturday in a pretty competitive Festival Stakes. You've got four other rides, remarkably three of them for Victorian trainers, and Hassan Eagle's another one that we know the Michelle Payne story, but gee, it's a good opportunity for you, mate, in this race, the Starlight.
Yeah, for sure. Also thankful to Patrick for allowing me to ride it, but yeah, obviously in other circumstances I wouldn't be riding it, but I'm lucky enough to pick up the ride, and it's a very nice ride on the day.
Yeah, for sure. I was talking to Patrick off air this morning, and the horse comes up to Sydney tonight and probably rides it in a similar manner to what we saw at Sandown. It's going to be there somewhere. Mate, you're off to Warrnambool today. Have you got a follower there for our listeners that they can watch Michael D today?
I've got four rides there. A couple of them should go well. One for Archie Alexander called El Rada.
Yep.
Won a nice maiden two starts back, and then was out of its grade last start, but back in its own grade today. It should be going well. And then in the last for Henry Dwyer, Olonde, that should be running well too.
Okay, so there, race 6, number 9, and race 8, number 10. Mate, good luck down at the Bull, and I know you're at Moonee Valley on Friday night, but you and your team have put five rides together with your manager, Travis Johnston. We look forward to seeing you there, and good luck in the big races, particularly with Hazabeel and Hussain Eagle, mate, and we thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good on you, Michael. Michael D joining us there from Victoria, rides down there, and we're really looking forward to seeing him at Rose Hill on the weekend. Miss Cover Girl is coming back on Saturday, and Kelly Sweet is online from Brisbane. Morning to you, Kelly.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. How you been?
Yeah, pretty good.
Are you a lot happier with her going into the sort of summer period than what you were going into the spring?
Yeah, look, she's had a jump out and a trial, and yeah, look, much happier this time than I was last time. I just probably didn't give her enough time off trying to rush her to go to Melbourne, and I give her a couple of jump outs, and she just didn't please me the way she was going. She has done that in the past sometimes, so I talked to the owners, they were really good, and we just pulled the plug on it. It wasn't worth going down to Melbourne if you weren't going well enough.
Yeah, exactly, but it seems like she had another, how many weeks back in the paddock?
She had about 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
It sort of did her a world of good, actually. And, you know, being a mare, I suppose, around September of that time when she was in, they do go through some funny cycles.
Yep, understand. But listening to you there and talking to people that have seen the jump outs and things, Kelly, and that last trial that everyone saw, it just seems like she's got that ping.
Yeah, Andrew, I sort of thought long and hard. I don't normally trial them on a Tuesday before I run them, but there was a few things that come into play. Like, we've got a heat wave coming up this week, and I thought, you know, should I be a little bit underdone or overdone? So we went with giving her a trial, just trying to prepare her a little bit for her first up effort. Plus, it's going to be very hot.
Yeah. How hot are they saying Saturday is, Kelly?
38, I think. Well, it's supposed to be 41 tomorrow at Ipswich.
Yeah.
So Friday and Saturday, I think, you know, it's supposed to be pretty hot.
Yeah,
Not sure. Yeah, 37, 38, I think.
I know tomorrow they've gone with the early start, which is, I'm getting confused with time now. I think it's 11 o'clock our time, which will be 10 o'clock in the morning your time for the first race.
Yeah, as I was saying, it's supposed to be 41 at Ipswich tomorrow, so
yeah,
that's pretty odd.
You can understand it. Barrier 2 on Saturday with Miss Cover Girl. It's just a nice draw for Damien Brown.
Yeah, I think so. Andrew, once again, it depends on how the track plays. You know, last week it played normal. The previous, if everyone wants to get off for some reason, I can't quite follow that, but it'll just depend on how the track plays on the day.
I was just going to say, and you train horses there, is there any reason why they're doing this?
Got me astounded, but, you know, you walk the track, it feels great, you know, but when you've got blokes of the calibre of Jeff Lloyd, you know, Carl, they're all getting, Glenn Collis, they're all getting off the fence. They're no fools. They're, you know, they've ridden all over the world, some of them blokes. So yeah. It's just, you have to believe in what they do.
Yeah, no, as you say, just watching it on the tally, there doesn't seem to be a reason, but anyway, I guess if one jockey is successful in doing it, whether they go inside or out, the rest follow, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And yet, yeah. And last week it played normal. So yeah. I hope this week's the same.
Yeah, let's hope so. It sounds like is she forward enough to win?
Look, she hasn't raced for 6 months.
Yep.
Pretty hot little field. That horse at Desley's going good.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
I've done as much as I can, but I mean. Yeah, look, she's thereabouts, and yeah. She runs the first three. She'd be on target for what I sort of got to lined up for the Magic.
Yeah, the Magic Millions Day is the big one, January 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing her back. The Group 1 winner, Tats Tiara, Miss Cover Girl in the George Moore. As you say, it is a very competitive race. Have you got a winner in any other race between now and then?
Between now and then, I've only got one in tomorrow. He's going along quite good, a maidener, and I've got four or five in on Saturday, which they're all going all right.
Yeah, okay. So Roxay's the one tomorrow, race four, number six. Mate, good to have her back. As you know, she's a Group 1 winner, and I guess there's now expectation on her, but I know you wouldn't be taking her there if she wasn't right up to it.
Yep. Thanks, Ed.
Good luck. Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Schweder joining us there from Brisbane with the latest on Miss Cover Girl. Some other news snippets from Brisbane. Elegant Composure, a winner for Chris Anderson last Saturday, is going to be entered for a race of fillies and mares race coming up on Saturday week, the Just Now. Chris has got a two-year-old called Mashani Alua in race two. It's a debut Saturday performer. She's quite forward. She's had a jump out. They're unsure about beating race two-year-olds, as is the case there on Saturday, but she's quite forward going into it. Mashani Alua, race two there at Eagle Farm on Saturday. Toby Edmonds has Sundance going around at this stage against winning Rupert in race five at Eagle Farm. Wouldn't be jumping in just off the vibe I got this morning from Toby. The horses progress well off the two runs so far, but barrier 11, they may scratch Sundance on Saturday. So just watch out for that one. And the other one I wanted to mention was from the first race at Rose Hill on Saturday, which is the small field, the two-year-olds, the Schweppes Plate. All Too Ready is trained by Nick Olive. Talking with Nick this morning, she's a really nice filly. She's looking forward. They're looking forward to just see how they match in with a couple of these from Godolphin and Gerald Ryans. But she can be a bit tardy out, but her last trial was really good and can muster pace pretty quickly. So watch out for All Too Ready, an All Too Hard filly going into the first race on Saturday at Rose Hill.
Rebel Dane uses the rail. Japanisma and Hotter and X from English. Chitak was under the whip. He's about four lengths back in the straight now. Fell Swoop out wide. Japanisma. Rebel Dane right over on the inside. Fell Swoop and Rebel Dane are coming to the line. They come to it. And Rebel Dane at last. He's won it from Fell Swoop. Flashing through. Quarterback will grab.
Weren't exactly the words that Gary Portelli used, but we'll go with Greg Miles because we're on air, Gary. Good morning to you.
Good morning, mate. Wasn't it funny? Like he actually was calling, I thought, the race quite negatively. He was looking to see. He thought something was going to beat Rebel Dane for sure, wasn't he? You know, he wasn't calling. He was leaving it till the last bit to leave us in front. But when you watched it, you could see that there wasn't much late in particular making any ground off him. So it was a funny call, that one.
It was a funny call. Maybe he was helping you, mate.
Yeah, he might have been. Actually, would have got the early crow.
No, exactly.
Get run over for sure, as I suppose we thought, but when he dug up the inside there, I thought, well, this is going to be short-lived because we're in the worst going here and these horses getting out wide will hit that sort of bit of going and, you know, enjoy it while we're in front. And then when he went past me with three strides to go, I just couldn't believe he was still there.
Yeah, he won the Mankato back on October 21. Since then, the target has always been Hong Kong. You've given the horse a trial and he's on a plane on Sunday, but he had his final lot of spin around this morning.
Yeah, went out the course proper this morning and, you know, thanks to the ATC for letting us use the course proper at Warwick Farm there again for his last workout. And he worked really nicely. He was really, really strong late. Just went a half a mile, three quarters, let him work home the last furlong. And he went through the winning post and he was just really looking for more rain and was a really nice workout for, you know, his last work before heading off.
It just seems to be, and I was talking to Gary Fraser earlier about Sprite, that these horses just get in a bit of a zone. And at the moment, I know this might be strange saying it as a seven-year-old, but he just seems to be there right now.
He is. He just loves it. You know, he just loves being in stable. It's the best I've ever had him in all these years I've had him, this deep into a preparation. Usually by now, he's lightened off. He's starting to change a bit of colour in his coat. He loses the oil, and he just starts to look... just looks a little bit sort of off in himself, a dull eye, not interested, you know. And yeah, at the moment, he's very aggressive. You know, he looks absolutely fantastic, and he's been working really well.
Yeah, everything's gone to plan. And the other day with the trial, Ben Mallum just seemed to be pleased that he's got off, and he said, no, we're in a good spot here.
Yeah, he was wrapped in his trial. He said he just did it all on his own. He didn't ask him for an effort, and he was really wanting to beat the other horse. And, you know... that's where, you know, I've seen him in the past when he was really going through his grades, and that's what he'd do in his trials. He'd actually really try to beat the horses inside him. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll know on Sunday week where we've got him, I suppose. But all the signs sort of are pretty positive at the moment. So
okay,
we're going up in good order.
And the condition of the horse, as in the weight, have you put a little bit on him given that he's got the flight?
We've been trying to, but it's sort of hard to put weight on when you're working the way he's been working. So he's 490 kilos now. I would like to get up to 95, but, you know, it is what it is, and hopefully he doesn't lose too much on the flight. And I think the fact that he's done so much travelling over the years, it doesn't really knock him around too much. And I reckon that flying would be a lot easier on them than, you know, sitting in a truck getting rocked about and stopping at lights and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, I think it'll be probably easier on him, and hopefully we have a good transition through quarantine and whatever when we get there, you know.
Yeah, understand. Mate, it's remarkable how things turned around. Probably this time last week you were thinking you were going to be the solo, and then you watched on Saturday when Takedown wins, and he's already up there. So you've now got two Australians, and I don't know where... are the Australian horses going to be together? Do you know that?
Yes, I've spoken to them now, and there's actually three horses in the barn. The horse from New Zealand's there as well. I can't think of his name. It's there as well.
Benzini,
that's him. So they've got their boxes sorted. We'll get there on Sunday, and I've been talking to Michael Hawkes. He's been a great help as far as getting ourselves set up for the trip. Little bits and pieces that you wouldn't think of, and as far as like even taking a water bucket on the plane, things like that. You know, you wouldn't think that you think that would be supplied, but it's not. You know, all these sort of things that were great, and then obviously even right down to where I've got to go when I get him off the float when we get to the stables, which stable was the best one for him, all that sort of stuff. So it's been great for Michael to help us like that. And, you know, it's just a lot of organising, and I'll just be glad when we're there.
Yeah, no, exactly. Which will be, so what time does he leave Sunday?
His flight is 12:55. He'll be in the air at 12:55. I think he's got to be there by just before 11 o'clock.
Yep.
So then again, you're on a float. You obviously got to hope he stands there and doesn't, you know, not too hot and all that sort of stuff. So there's a few little things. I'll be obviously quite nervous until he gets on that plane. I said take off.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, look, mate, all I can say is they do it irregularly now, and gone are the days where there seemingly little things happen from Dermot Well bringing horses out. They just do it so well now.
You're probably right. That's right.
Yeah, I think you... I know you will be nervous, and I understand that, but I think just talking to people that travel horses these days that you know, they normally get 99.9% right. It's they do a superb job. Mate, we're going to hound you next week. We'll be in contact, Sean or I, and we'll have a chat about Rebel Dane as we build up. It'll be a week that you will enjoy. Take it in, mate, because it's just an unbelievable week that the Hong Kong Jockey Club put on, and to have a horse there with all your owners, you should be very proud.
Yeah, we are, mate. It's obviously a great honour to be in this situation. As a trainer, you don't get this sort of, you know, we don't have these sort of horses come through very often. This is the best horse I've ever trained, and to be in this position, you've got to pinch yourself. You know, it's just every owner, every trainer's dream to be invited to Hong Kong, and obviously we hope he just does us all proud, and hopefully he draws a good gate and he puts his best foot forward, and we come home and say take it all in and enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck, mate. We'll talk to you next week for sure.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Portelli joining us there. Let's go to Michael Walker now. He's got a legion of followers, and they've all been wondering where in the hell he's been this week. But for good reason, he's been on the sidelines. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Geez, you'll be glad. There's a few jockeys will be glad when 2016's over. You've had a little sort of little things along the road this year, haven't you?
Yeah, sure have. I've had a obviously a lot of injuries. Had a few passings, a few deaths in my family, so it's been an eventful year, to say the least, but hopefully 2017 brings on a brighter and better one.
Well, it might finish, which we'll get on to in a positive way shortly, but just explain, it was last Saturday at Moonee Valley and you were on a horse in the barriers?
Yeah, I was actually felt sorry for the horse. I was riding a horse for the Hawks team and he was good in the barriers. He threw me off in the birdcage, but it was just, you know, he was only a two-year-old and he's just a little bit nervous, but yeah. I'd trialled him the week before and he's a really nice horse. I was sitting in the gates on him, had a man up, and he was fine. Just the eventual winner, the horse that Mark Zara rode, when the attendant got up with that horse, my horse took fright. And as he did that, he launched up, hit his head. He was sitting under the back gate, and McCurry was trying to tell me, he was telling me to get off. I couldn't. I was obviously stuck in the iron, and it just wrenched my hip. As we know, I've had a lot of troubles with it, and I just didn't want to risk it at that point, and I'll be fine come Friday night.
Yeah, I know you're riding tomorrow night at Moonee Valley, and then you're on the way, but just giving you those extra days just to recover. As you say, you've had the hip problem along the last few years. You don't want to muck it up again, mate.
Yeah, I wouldn't want another hip replacement on top of the already one, but... yeah, I'm feeling good and I'm looking forward to getting back out there.
Well, the one that I was looking forward, obviously, to ask you about is Cowie, the Alan Sharrock horse in the Kingston Town in Perth. And talking with Alan earlier in the week, he's really just targeted this race. The conditions, the weight of the horse that he gets in the Kingston Town up against the other horses that he's been racing against, it just seems to be the right race.
Definitely does. He's not an easy horse to ride. You've got to find that happy medium with him. I think first up, he was too fresh, and not through Alan's fault, but the trip sort of got delayed here in Melbourne. He was here an extra day. He missed a gallop or two. He was a bit fresh, so put a line through that. And I think the other day, Andrew, I'm still trying to get out.
Yes, you were, yeah.
He was very unlucky.
And he seemed to be, I mean, you say that you were looking for that run, but in saying that, there was still enough that either punter could say, gee, you could have burst through the pack?
Yep, definitely. Yeah. The horse that's Huey Bowman rode, Chris Wallace, didn't take the corner that well. And when he came off sort of to three out, I went to go between, and the horse that Damien Oliver was on was stopping in front of me. So a gap was presenting, but then when Huey's horse changed its leg, it sort of over-exaggerated it and came back in front of me. So that horse has run second, and I've run sixth untested, and I should have went straight past that horse. So in all, if you know punters that go out there and watch it, they could see he was unlucky.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's no unlucky stories this weekend.
No, I understand. Now, you're talking about horses like Good Project. Ollie was on McIntosh. Tradesman was around the mark there, some way finishing it off. As I said at the start, you're meeting a lot of these on level weights on Saturday. It just seems... are you a weight person, Michael? Do you look at things like that?
Yeah, definitely. I think if he had won last time, it would have been a record-carrying weight. And when you go through that race, what the winner had and what I had, 58.5, and should have ran second, and a good closing second. But we're back to weight for age now.
Yeah.
It's men on men this week, and he's a big horse. He's going to be spot on, ready to rumble. But like I said to Andrew, he's not an easy horse to ride. If you overdo him out of the barriers, he can pull.
Yeah.
But the other day, I was really able to get him into a good rhythm. So I'm thinking from barrier four, I don't want to give it up. But at the same time, I don't want to do too much because I he'd be over racing. If I can get him to be, you know, fifth or sixth, settled in a rhythm, I think he's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, I got a really good vibe off what Alan's in Perth, and it's a coolish week compared to what last week brought with that 37 on Saturday. I think it's only going to be sort of 26, 27 degrees, and that's just ideal. It's not putting too much heat pressure on the horse. Hey, mate, good luck. I hope the travel is good. I hope the body's good for Moonee Valley tomorrow night, and you can fly over and win a big Group 1, mate.
Hope so too, Andrew. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thanks for talking to us. Michael Walker rides Kawi there in the Peters Investments Kingston Town Classic. It's one of the big races in Perth, a part of the Masters. They've had 2 weeks of terrific racing, and this race is certainly one to finish ahead of the Perth Cup coming up on New Year's Day. As we say, Darren Weir's there with Stratum Star. It barrier trialled on Tuesday. Everything went to plan. And Damian Lane, who takes the ride on Stratum Star, is riding in Hong Kong and last night rode a double. He's in red-hot form to take the ride on Stratum Star. Zach Purton rode a double last night and Brett Preble won, but it was a really good success story for Damian Lane last night riding a double there in Hong Kong. Well, what a day it's going to be tomorrow. Colleen Walker's about to join us from Mudgee, the club secretary, and all the action for Cup Day tomorrow kicks off tonight. They've got a big night tonight, and Colleen is online. Morning to you, mate.
Oh, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, listeners.
Oh, wowee. I spoke to you earlier, and you said, I said to you, you've got 24 hours to go, and you said, I need 48 hours in 24 hours. You've got a bit of work to do, eh?
There's always work to do. It's worse than a wedding, because the wedding, you do all the prep, and it definitely goes ahead. But the races, it's going to be a magic day in Mudgee. It's not going to be as hot as they said, around 33 degrees. We're ready. We'll be ready. Come midnight tonight, we'll be ready.
And it all starts tonight there at the Oriental Hotel with the big Mudgee Cup Eve Calcutta. And I know a lot of work is being done there to support charity this year, the Calcutta and Charity Auction.
Yes, the Black Dog Institute, which is probably close to everyone in one way or another. And there'll be a huge roll-up. Like you say, thanks to 2KY and Sky, they've given us all a good go. And, no, it'll be a fun night. You know what I think, Andrew? The Cup is for people to go out, enjoy, have a day out, have a drink, have a punt, and back a winner, hopefully. And that's what we want it to start this evening.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so if you're heading out to Mudgee, the Oriental Hotel's the place. It's 7 for a 7:30 start, and you're supporting the Black Dog Institute. Now, what about tomorrow? How's the bookings going? Are you fully booked out?
Okay, I just want to make this very clear. Mm. The marquee areas, the veranda, and the auditorium are booked, but there is lots of room for the general public, lots of seating, umbrellas, and shade areas. It's going to be a sea of people. So please, the booked areas are booked, but the general public areas are, come out and join us.
And there's plenty of room there, isn't there?
There is. It's a wonderful area. It's a theater-type grandstand, grass grandstand, so it's great for viewing. It's all along the home straight. No one's at a disadvantage, and the parade ring well presented, and you can have a good look at your horse first. And no, it's a wonderful, wonderful facility.
It is. And it's a country showcase from a horse point of view. We've got the running of the Cup, obviously, worth 50,000, but there are other races worth 40 and 35 and 30. These country showcases, they're attracting really good quality fields.
Well, we'd like to thank Racing New South Wales for this incentive. And I'm glad they chose us to showcase the showcase meeting. And by the acceptances and the caliber of acceptances and jockeys, it's working.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, so the general public area there at Mudgee tomorrow, get out and enjoy it. There's plenty of umbrellas and things. It's going to be just above 30 degrees. It'll be a beautiful day. You'll have all the on-track activities, and you'll be able to back a winner along the way. And Colleen, good luck tonight, starting with the Calcutta and tomorrow, and the Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slats. They're broadcasting live from Mudgee in the morning, so we'll have it all covered here on Sky Sports Radio in the morning.
Now, the boys told me they have some giveaways for people and young people, so come along in the morning, please, and join us at the 2KY live breakfast with Slats and TK in front of the butcher shop. And it's just going to be non-stop. I don't know when we're going to sleep.
No, you'll sleep come tomorrow night. Don't worry about sleeping. Just keep going. Good on you, Colleen. Good luck.
Thank you, Andrew, and all the best.
Good
Thank
on you.
You.
Colleen Walker there, the secretary of the Mudgee Race Club. They've got their big cup day tomorrow. Okay, Chris Parnham is joining us, and I think we've just woken him up. He did know that we were ringing. So, Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
I'm sorry, mate. Did you ride work, or have you stayed asleep all morning over there in Perth?
No, I didn't ride work this morning. But I knew you were ringing, so I've been awake for about 15 minutes.
You reckon?
Yes, I set my alarm.
I don't know whether to believe you or not. It's good to have you on the show, though, mate. How are you enjoying being back home over the carnival?
Yeah, really liking it. Sort of treating it as a working holiday.
Yep.
And, got a winner last Saturday, which was good. And, looking forward to this Saturday as well.
Well, the big Group 1, you're riding he or she there for Hayes and Dabernick. The only thing I was worried about was the draw, mate. I know talking with David, the horse he feels is going okay, but you just need a good, genuine pace.
Yeah, I mean, the draw on paper doesn't look ideal, but it probably gives me a chance to ride him a little bit more conservative than he's been ridden.
Yep.
I think David just wants him ridden a little bit more conservatively, which I'll be able to do from the gate. And... he's at weight for age. Meets a handy field, but hopefully we can get a nice run in transit and he'll be the one storming home late.
I think that, we know how good he can be on his day. I mean, you look back earlier in the spring and he's running placings to Blackheart Bart and Lucia Valentina and Palantino. I mean, the former round, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's best. He's a very good horse. And... he hasn't won a Group 1, but he's always sort of been around the mark. And I actually rode him very early on in his career, before he moved over to the Lindsay Park team. I won a couple of races on him, but he was a bit different horse then.
Yep.
He never had blinkers on him, but he used to sort of drop out and then he used to just flash home. So, hopefully he can do something similar this Saturday.
Has there been talk around Perth that this week it's going to be much cooler, that the horses won't be hitting sort of 37 degrees?
Not really sure. Hoping not. Last Saturday was probably just a little bit too warm.
Yeah.
And Saturday before was Railway Stakes Day. It was a beautiful day. But, hopefully it's sitting around 30 degrees and a nice day for everyone and the horses.
And, mate, have you been jumping aboard the horse sort of earlier on in the week?
I galloped him on yesterday morning.
Yep.
And he did a fair bit of work, so he won't be going to the races unfit.
No, he's a fit horse.
Yes, and he's been up for a long time, so if he's not fit now, he never will be.
He never will be, for sure. Hey, mate, just before I let you go back and have another hour... unless Dad rings and says, get out here and ride one. How was it being at Ascot watching Gary Moore last Saturday?
I really liked it. I think it's really good for racing.
Yeah.
Just to sort of bring a bit more atmosphere back to the track and get the public involved.
Yeah.
I did sort of... I sort of seen it's a lot negative... thoughts on what he was doing on social media and that, and I just disagreed with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I think, like, racing now, it's just sort of it's getting boring and boringer as time goes on, and it's just sort of becoming, a lot of people sort of coming like robots, if you know what I mean. So,
yeah, there's so much racing, we sometimes forget to enjoy it, but Gary certainly doesn't. He gets out there and gets amongst it.
And I really enjoy the characters and keeping the industry very exciting and getting the public involved.
Well, when you come back after the Kingston Town, you think of this interview, and I want you to, yell and scream and throw your hat up in the air and do things like that. So don't forget it on Saturday when you win the big Group 1.
I won't be forgetting. I'll definitely enjoy it.
Good on you, Chris. Thanks for taking our call, and good luck on the weekend, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Chris Parnham joining us there. Back home in Perth, of course, he rides now in Victoria, but he's back there and he's on he or she on Saturday's Kingston Town Classic.